I think I need a more solid intro. Something more kapow or chikapow. You know what I mean? Because it seems like I'm always beginning with each episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the restroom. I am back with another episode. I'm your host, Oyinkosola Eisomi. I make clothes, a shining light, a huge vibe with plenty of drama in my soul. This title is courtesy Bolu Odufoa. Now, as we're moving forward, I decided to make an episode that I feel is more me. It's going to be a mini episode. I'll call it Minisode, and I believe that subsequently we'll have more minisodes. I could lie to you and say the point of the minisode is to provide short charges you could listen to during the week while you're busy with what you do. But because I'm not a liar and I have been redeemed from every jaguarantis of this world, amen, I am going to tell you the truth. I actually don't have a topic for this episode, and I really want to be consistent for my own sake. And since I don't have a line of thought I'm holding on to, I kind of guess it's going to be a short one, hence minisodes. It will still count as an episode because my efforts cannot go to waste. But yeah, it will most likely be short or not. I mean, I've been told I can talk a lot, which you are already beginning to experience. To be honest, I feel this minisode to be more restroomy. And what do I mean? This podcast was born out of my favorite pastime. I talk to myself, I discuss, explain my thoughts, re-explain them. Sometimes I argue with myself, and you don't want to know what that looks like. Now, these conversations are not things I have planned. I don't go, hey, when next I'm talking to myself, I'll talk about this and that and those, I'll put that in. It just comes from the bowel of my spirit, and I, you know, allow it to flow. That kind of sound poetic, very KJV-ish. And that's what I'll be doing today. I don't have something in particular I want to talk about or say, but like I said, I want to be consistent. So the minisode, this episode might just end up like a child learning how to write very, 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 very jagajagali. But hey, that's how it started, so let's get into it. 2 weeks ago, I went to see a friend. Not like I went to see like that, but I was supposed to drop something off for him. And we agreed to meet at a particular place. Backstory, I met him that same place like 2-3 years ago. So I was equally supposed to drop something off for him. And we're supposed to meet somewhere at this point, this time. And yeah, we met. So backtrack to 2 weeks ago again. We're supposed to meet, and we agreed at the same place that we met the last time, just for me to drop off what I wanted to drop off and be on my way. And I got there before him, which was what happened the last time as well. And instinctively, I went to the place I stood the last time I went. And I just started thinking about it, that why am I here? It's a pretty big place, so I could have stood anywhere else. And considering the fact that you already knew I was coming, you will look for me or just call me like, hey, where are you? I'm here, and I'll just appear. But I decided to stay where I stood the last time. I don't know why, like I said, it was just instinct. And I found out that was so safe. It was such a safe act. It just explains the fact that we're creatures of habit. You really might not be able to explain why you do what you do, but I feel like the reason you do what you do is because you've always been doing what you do. And next time, maybe if something happens, I have to meet up and drop something off for him again, there is a 95% chance I just might stay where I stood the last time. And if I don't, it's probably because I remember that I discussed this on my podcast and I feel like, okay, why not? Let's try something new and exciting. But there's a 95% chance I just missed it where I did. And as good as it is that we're building habits, in some ways it can be too comfortable. When we stick to the familiar and we just stay where we know because it's safe, I don't really think it helps anybody. And I'm not saying this because I've overcome it, because I mean, I went to the same place I stood. But it just has me thinking that what if, all in the name of this is who I am or this is what I do, I just end up staying in safe spaces because it's safe, because I'm used to it, because I understand the routes and the roads, the bends, the curves. I know it all. And I'm not here to sound all, make that move, take that risk, and all. But to be fair, sometimes you have to make that move and take that risk. Constantly staying on the safe side of life, I don't think has really helped anybody. My pastor used to say this thing, he says, you don't fulfill destiny in your father's house. Be like Abraham, be called out. And that makes sense, to be honest. The big dreams, the huge things we see people do, I don't think they did them because it was safe. I mean, people went into their 401k and used all they had to make moves. And I'm not saying do that because it can be disastrous, but they took a risk, and for some it helped, for some not quite. It didn't go quite well. It's easy for us to stay in like safe spaces and very familiar places because it resonates with our routine. It's that place that we've been able to navigate and know, understand, and get very acquainted with. But sometimes bumpy rides can be fun. I think so. Bumpy rides can be fun. They just can be fun. Please and please and please, if there's anything you're doing routinely just to build a habit from, please stick with it. Like, continue with it. Especially, I mean, like, really positive things. Yeah. Stick with it. But if sticking with familiar things as, maybe if they have rather prevented you from making bold moves and huge steps and trying out new things, it's not too late. It's a new year, so it can also be something you can work on. And this is something I'm going to try as well, because I'm human like that. I like what I understand. I like what I know. I like what I'm very familiar with, and I like that I know the way home. I don't know if you get what I mean. I like that it's not an unpredictable route. It's something that I can just describe of. Just describe it. But it's good to try things out, new things out. Really good to try new things out. And I feel like that's one thing, that's like the downside of just sticking with what is safe and what you know. Sometimes I second guess myself. And I know that people say, oh, everybody does that. Like, everybody does that. But I don't know if mine is too much. Maybe because I can't say mine is too much. That would be super proud of me to say mine is too much. How many people do I know for me to say mine is too much? But it's also something that can be very crippling, because we feel like maybe we're not good enough, so we can't put out our best yet, and we can't try those things out, just because you feel like, oh yeah, I'm not good enough, and I'm not there enough. For the longest of time, I'd already started working on my business, and a friend of mine kept asking, when are we going to see something from Port Avenue? By the way, Port Avenue is my business. And he kept asking, when are we going to see something from Port Avenue? When are we going to see something from Port Avenue? And I kept saying, I don't feel like I'm in that space where I've put out good work enough. Like, and that was how I felt. Like, I'd not done it well enough. I'd not thought about it enough. I'd not planned it enough. And I'd not just put out that awesome, you know, that I don't know how to describe it, but that thing that you just know that this is it. And I forgot that in my trying and in my failing. Let me use that word, because we are so quick to say, oh, I can't fail, I don't fail. I know I can't fail and I don't fail, but I'm going to use the word, in my failing, I was getting better, to be honest. And I feel like this was one lesson that I chose to learn 2020. Like I said, I make clothes, and it's so funny how it would teach you. Oh my goodness. It would so teach you. So when you're trying something new out, maybe like a new design, or you want to make something you've never done before, there's a 99% chance you're going to make a mistake. Like, it's a no-brainer. You are going to make a mistake. And considering the fact that I'm a perfectionist, I used to be very pissed. And I would overlook the fact that, baby girl, you just did something you're not done before. And I would be so angry, like I'll be so vexed that, oh my God, you made the mistake. And I'll downbeat myself and I'll say this and da 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 da. Even when every other person doesn't see it, I would just be so angry and vexed. But last year, I just sat down and I'm like, girl, you should be happy. I literally told myself, you should be happy you're making these mistakes, because you're not going to make it again. You are not going to make it again. Like, assure me, die, that you are not going to make this mistake again. You're not going to cross this path again. You're not just going to do this again, because you have learned, cliche, the hard way. Like, I've learned the hard way, and I, like, there is no way I'm going to make this mistake again. And it was so redefining for me, because when I make mistakes while I'm probably cutting or trying to put one or two together, I start smiling. For real, like I start smiling, I'm like, okay, it's hard way now. You probably have to lose this entire seam, or you probably have to draft another pattern. But I would smile, even if that meant like 2 hours extra work, because I just knew I wasn't going to do that mistake. I wasn't going to make it again. It wasn't going to happen to me a second time. I wasn't going to let it happen to me a second time, because I had learned from it. In other words, I failed so that I could learn from it. Dear people, I already said that this minisode is going to end up jagajagali. So from creatures of habit to this one that I don't even have a name for. Like I said, this is more restroomy, because this is unedited, very unscripted. Everything is just rolling off my tongue. And yeah, this is it. Like, this is it. I'm about to go to bed in like some few minutes. And once again, I'm second guessing myself with this episode of how I'm bearing myself to, thankfully, an audience that they are not going to see my face. But I'm still doing it, because this is that moment of doing. Like I said before, I'm that person that I won't do something until I feel like it's good enough. And when I mean good enough, I mean good enough. The fact that this is like my third episode is so amazing, because I feel like, I don't want to say the former me, but the me before wouldn't have even started, because I don't have like the best equipment, and my sound is not right, my recording is not right, the instruments are not right, the tools are not right, I'm not ready yet, I haven't researched enough. I'll probably be thinking I'm blabbering, considering the fact that I don't even have a line of thought I'm holding on to, and everything is just everywhere. So this doesn't seem like good enough work. But if you're like me, and maybe this like comes up in your head once in a while, I just want to tell you, you're doing okay. And it's so funny how this podcast that I didn't want to start because of the 10,096 reasons why everything was wrong, it's been accepted by even people that are not my friends. I mean, some of my friends send me maybe reviews from people that they referred and listened. And it's so amazing that people think I'm doing good work, even when I can hear the flaws. And this is Oyekosola. Trust me, for every episode you listen to, I probably recorded it at least 10 times. I am not exaggerating. If you think so, I can show you. Oh, I won't even really have like solid proof, because immediately I found out that this is not good enough, I just delete it. Like, I don't even want to have memory of the fact that I just did something that wasn't good enough. So I can't even prove it to you. Or maybe I can. I'll probably check like my previous recordings and see if I stored some of them. Maybe I just let some of them stay. So if you're like me and there's something about you that you really want to try and you're just second guessing, maybe you should try it out. Last, if you fail, like I said, I'm going to use that word. If you fail, you've learned a better way to just handle it and do it well. Like, you will never do it that same way again. If you really did learn from it, you will never do it that same way again. Before this ends up very unoriented, I think I'm going to end the episode here. Like I said, it's a mini-sode, and for the sake of consistency, I want to just keep churning out good stuff, even though this is like my most unsure episode. But I decided to like really give a view of what the restroom is about. To be honest, it's just me alone, always alone, in a dark space, because I don't really like lights like that, talking to myself and enjoying the sound of my own voice. If you listened to this point, I should do giveaway for you, but I'm looking for money, so hold on to that giveaway when I have the money. thank you so much to the people that keep encouraging me to keep up with this. I'm thankful, because I feel like this is even more for me than it is for people. You know, when you are having memoirs and you can sit back and listen to them later in the future, I feel like this is one of those things that I'm doing for myself as well. Like let's look at it like my audio journal. Yeah, let's put it that way. So thank you for helping this girl. Thank you so much. On whatever platform you're listening to this from, please like, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. I hope to see you in my next episode. I'm saying this laughing because I'm not sure if people are going to come back. But I'm going to do this because this is truly actually what the restroom is and what it has always been for me right from when I was younger. So I hope to see you in my next episode. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. And yeah, take care. By the way, I actually just found out that this is the longest episode I have ever recorded. My first episode wasn't as long as this, and this is like running into 24-25 minutes, and I called it minisode. What a joke.